Welcome, everyone. This is part three with Jen Walsh. We're going to dive deeper into the proper mindset for setting you up for success when it comes to that journey towards your goals. Please enjoy. Welcome to the Fast Fit Podcast, where exercise meets simplicity. I'm Kyle Recchia, CEO of Fast Fit. We hope you enjoy the show. Welcome back, everybody. Episode three of the new year. I promise at some point I'll stop counting these because I'll lose track. But it's really kind of like part two, part three of our conversation with Jen Walsh, really kicking the new year off because of people's New Year's resolutions. In episode one, we talked about our coaching program, what it is and how we kind of dive deeper into that with our members. In the last episode, we really kind of went into motivation. And from my perspective, that's that first domino that's important, because if you can't get and stay motivated, how do you expect to continue to move forward? And in that conversation, Jen, you talked a lot about sort of those baby steps in the journey, the kind of 1% better each day, if that makes any sense. So let's go deeper there. What does that look like for you and for our members?
Yeah, so it's making it small. Like we hear SMART goals, right? And the point of this is, like, we've got to have a clear goal in mind. We want to make sure that when we have the goal, that we're, how are we moving forward on it? Because we can make a million goals, but if we don't have actual action that we're tying to it, then we can't make that 1% change. We can't really move forward. It's just like we've got the beautiful journal and all the pens, but we're not doing anything with it. So we want to figure out, how can we take action moving forward on these goals? And so we want to, again, clarify where we're at right now. If we have a fat loss goal, for example, and we're looking at increasing our protein through our coaching, we will determine what is a good protein goal for you. So let's say, I don't like to do math, so I'm going to keep it very simple. Cool. If our goal is like 4 servings of protein daily, or 100 grams of protein, if we eat 3 meals, we divide it by 3. Now this is like 33 grams of protein per meal, or 3 meals a day and 1 snack. We can make it very simple like that. So this is where knowing where we're looking to go. We have to know where we're at so we can figure that out. If you're only getting 2 servings of protein a day, or 60 grams of protein, 50 to 60 grams of protein, we're at about half of what our goal is. Now we could set ourselves up for failure and say, oh, just double what you're doing and hit there and do it or else, and I'll see you in 2 weeks. Some people might be okay with that for a short period of time. Most people are not. We as humans like to have these little dopamine rewards. And if we are setting ourselves up for too big of work or like too far of success, we don't get that dopamine. And so by making these goals a little bit smaller, saying, hey, you're at 2 servings of protein or 50 grams of protein, how can we get a little bit more? Maybe it's a full serving. Maybe it's only half a serving. And that's okay, because all of that is just a little bit more than what we were getting before. Now, as we start to do that, we see, how does it feel in our body? How does it show up? Do we feel like if we're eating more protein, are we performing a little bit better, feeling a little bit stronger in our workouts? All of those things are pieces of success. So this is another thing I'd like to talk about. We have different ways that we can measure success and how we adapt that for our 1% better. So it's very easy to look at numbers, and these are external metrics of success. What does it say on the scale? What was my output on the machine for the leg press, you know, for my quads and my hamstrings and everything? What did that look like? How can I get that to be a little bit better? One metric, body comp scans, another great metric to look at. These are not the only metrics. And so we want them to serve as metrics, but not the be-all, end-all, or the things that hold all the weight. Other versions, the intrinsic metrics of success, these usually tend to lead more to how we feel about our journey, then helps improve our mindset. So how our pants are fitting us, how we feel when we wake up in the morning, how we feel when we're making choices about the foods that we're eating, what kind of mood or energy levels do we have. Mood can be a pretty powerful indicator of other things that are going on in our body, and it's normal to have a lot of fluctuations. Like, even people who compete at a high level and have like the perfect body, they still get up and don't want to do the workout. And yeah, that's okay. Sometimes normalizing that is also part of the mindset building. But we don't want to say, hey, I'm feeling good. I've got good energy. I'm sleeping better. But the scale is still the same. So this is not, I'm failing. That doesn't feel good. And we're letting that scale hold a lot more weight than all of these other things. Because in the long run, these other things makes it easier to maintain that progress and keep showing up day after day when things get hard, when things are easy, whatever it looks like, it's about the consistency. And so this is a huge part to the mindset, and it's all interwoven and it's deep, and it's not just one simple thing. It's all of these things together and moving along with all of our baggage, if you will, moving forward in that 1% change.
So yeah, we talked about 1% change, and really we talked about that last time with motivation, and you dove into that a little bit there. And so what you're talking about here, like kind of at the beginning, is the right mindset, right? And it's great to have that goal of fat loss. It's great to have that goal that you can measure. And at the same time, we know that our lives are chaotic. Our biopsychosocial needs change, you know? And so it's such a beautiful thing that you talked about there. It's that if you really are making these 1% improvements in any or most areas, they will end up getting you to the place that now you're making the improvements in the ones that might be most important. And again, sort of paradoxically, had you not sort of overcome that next hurdle or that challenge that might not be directly related at the moment to the scale going down 2 pounds, then you wouldn't have been able to move forward. The best example, and we've given this example in prior episodes, is somebody saying, I want to be down 5 pounds. They start working out on the FastFit machines. And I talked about this earlier. If you're like me, 6 months in, I gained 10 pounds of lean muscle, which was fantastic. But if my goal was to drop 10 pounds on the scale, there's a big problem when it comes to my mindset there, right? And now that I have more muscle on my body, my metabolism is better and I'm better able to lose fat faster, et cetera. And so that was sort of another way of getting there that was really, really important. And so I think we could wrap this up. Maybe again, just kind of like the last episode, what does that conversation look like in the beginning when you're really trying to help someone understand what the proper mindset is in order to start moving forward into those motivational small improvements?
Yeah. And a lot of it comes down to like getting to know the client and clarifying what their goals are. It's not just, I want to lose that 30 pounds or whatever it might be. It's what can you not do now? Or what's a challenge for you doing right now that if you lost that 30 pounds, it would be easier? How do you show up in the world at that 30 pounds down? And what are the values to you as a person that may be able to adapt and change or allow you to be able to better uphold them when you're at that point? Because if we envision ourselves as someone who's a real go-getter and really focused and we're really successful with work, but we let our health and well-being slide, then that we're at odds. So we're not showing up from our health and well-being standpoint the same way that we are for work.
Right.
And so sometimes it's a little shift in those priorities. So I'm trying to help get them like, this is what success looks like. And we're not trying to set ourselves up like you get to be more you. We're not trying to set ourselves up for no challenges. There will always be challenges. It's how can we be more challenge resilient and be able to navigate through those challenges? Because that helps us feel really good. I did all of this and I was able to achieve this, or I did all of this and it was crazy and work was stressful and the kids were sick and all those kinds of things. Right. That's where the true success comes, and it allows us to handle much more from a much more centered and balanced place.
I love it. Oh, it's so good. I am just getting all the gain that I want from these episodes. So hopefully we're sort of hitting on the topics people are really interested in right now in January. In our next episode and probably our final episode with Jen, at least for the next few weeks, we should wrap up January. We've talked a lot about coaching. We've talked a lot about getting into those other areas of health outside of just really the benefits from strength training, et cetera. Getting into the motivation and the mindset for that and what that journey looks like. And yet here we are coming in towards the end of January. And as we all know, the majority of people are going to say, yeah, I want to lose fat. So I think we'll get into the next episode and we'll just kind of talk about where you normally start with people when they want to do not really weight loss, but fat loss, like you said, and what's important to keep in mind and where somebody listening to this that's not coaching with you or our team yet might start. And we can go to that.
Absolutely. Sounds good.
All right, Jen. Thanks so much. And I'll see you next time.
Thanks.
Thanks for tuning in to the Fast Fit Podcast. We hope you found today's episode inspiring and actionable. If you're ready to take the next step in your fitness journey, visit us at fastfit.com for more resources or follow us on Facebook, Instagram, or YouTube. Don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and share this episode with someone who could benefit. Together, let's make exercise simple, empowering, and a part of a life well-lived. See you next time.